Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So we're all still recovering after the toy show, aren't we? And it feels like only recently that the man sitting in front of me was on our screen on the very same show. I can't believe it's been a year. Do you remember this?
Why do you love him so much?
He's just the best. He's really funny. I just love him. And he helps me out a lot.
Does he? How does he help you out? He's your wingman, isn't he?
Yeah,
wingman. He minds you and gets the crowd going as you're working on it. This is all yours now. Happy Christmas.
Thanks.
Yeah, okay, you're welcome.
I go on out of that. DJ Callum is in studio. Callum, how's it going?
Good, good, yeah.
You're always hanging around RTE, you.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't got rid of you since you were on the toy show last year. Yeah. Come here, did you watch this year's toy show and what did you think?
Oh, yeah, it was brilliant. Really, I loved it.
Any standout moments? Anybody? Ooh. I love the kid that was the pilot. Remember him?
The pilot was gas.
He was gas, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, what did he say when he first came out to Ryan? I thought he said something else, but he was going, what's the crack, Ryan? What's the crack? He was deadly. You were a standout moment for a lot of people.
Yeah, I was.
And you're doing so well since then. Just tell the people what you're doing in RTE.
So I'm actually rehearsing every morning at around 10 o'clock for a toy show, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. Like, the crew is so nice. All the kids are brilliant at acting. And all the dances and songs are brilliant. It's just so much fun. I never want to go home.
And what's your role in the musical? What are you playing?
My role is Johnny Bagpipes. And he actually auditioned for the actual toy show. And once he figured out that he got the role, he started getting really nervous, like, because he'll be performing in front of, like, 1.8 million people.
Mm-hmm.
But his mum keeps on putting pressure on him. But I won't say too much more now. I'll let you come and see you.
So. Oh, good on you. Good on you. I can't wait. How has the year been for you since the actual toy show that you were on? I do remember, correct me if I'm wrong, our very own Jenny Green said you could support her at one of her gigs in the Ivy Gardens. Did that happen?
It did.
Stop it.
Oh, so much fun.
Jenny's a bit of a legend.
Oh, she's a legend.
Isn't she?
Yeah. She's great crack as well. She's really nice.
She's all right. She's all right. Come here. What was the gig like?
Oh, it was so much fun. Performing in like 5,000 people, I think it was so much fun. And I actually wanted to perform in front of a few thousand people, and it came true. And then my little brother gave us socks as well. He absolutely loved it. And we got to jump into the crowd after and have a listen to Jenny Green and the RTE Orchestra. So it was kind of the first gig we were at, but it was so much fun.
The first gig you were at and played at. Unbelievable. How's the DJing going?
Good, yeah. I haven't been able to do much now because I'm rehearsing for a toy show, the musical, every morning at around 10. But, you know, I'm still chipping away. I'm trying to get a few sets up as well. I have 2 sets ready to go. It's just a bit hard to get them up and get them ready because...
Graham, here's your competition right here for DJ gigs. You're in trouble. You are in trouble. Do you still get recognised when you're walking around?
Yeah, literally. I just find it mad, like, because they know me, but I don't know them. And everywhere I go, people know me. Like, they'd be asking for pictures and all. I can't even go shopping with me, man. That, it's mental.
That's mad. I love that. And are you all geared up for Christmas?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I might be doing a Christmas set now, I don't know. I'll have to see.
And what's Christmas like in your house?
It's mental, yeah. Is me it? Ma's the whole house decorated, it's crazy. Like, outside, you know, it's a bit not really decorated, but inside it's literally just red, green,
deadly,
blue, all them Christmassy
deadly
colours.
Do you help with the decorations when she's putting them up?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. I'd mostly help with the tree.
Okay, you're like, I am a star. I am not for putting stars on the tree. I am a star. I will not decorate this house. You can do it yourself. Well, listen, it's great to see that you're in Toy Show the Musical. What a cool thing to be involved in. Do you have tickets for some of my listeners? Yes, you do, Callum. Yes, you do. Yeah, apparently you have tickets, 2 adults and 2 kids, so you have a family pass to go to the musical.
Right, cool.
Well, look, we'll think of a way of giving these tickets out. We'll get someone to text in. So, lads, if you want to win these tickets to go see the legend that is DJ Callum and the rest of the legends in Toy Show the Musical, send us a text to 51552. What would we make them say in the text?
Ooh, I actually don't know. Maybe.
Toy Show? Toy Show or DJ Callum?
DJ Callum.
Got you.
And Hype Man.
Okay, DJ Callum and Hype Man. Send that in. 51552 and you'll be in with a chance of winning those tickets to Toy Show and the musical. Will you be nervous going on stage now?
Yeah, I probably will, but since we're running over it every single time,
you'll be well prepared.
I'll be well prepared. Yeah, I'll be fine.
Well, listen, it's great to have a quick chat with you. Thanks for popping in. I know you're flat out and you have to get to rehearsal. And best of luck with the show.
Oh, thank you.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.